We're professional. We're innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. ZPPS suspends two companies from participating in public procurement. Copperbelt Energy Corporation wins court case. In foreign news, police fire rubber bullets as Madagascar protesters reject president's promises. And in sports, FAS holds first ever referees assessor course. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Chief Justice Mumba Malila has been presented with an award in recognition of his unwavering support and invaluable contribution to the growth and mission of the Southern and Eastern Africa Chief Justices Forum. Gaborone, Botswana, Zambia High Commission First Secretary Press Julia Malunga says the award was presented on the sidelines of the SESCJF, which is currently underway in Botswana under the theme Judicial Independence and Accountability in Safeguarding the Rule of Law. Ms. Malunga says the award honors Chief Justice Dr. Malila's dedicated efforts in advancing the work of the judiciary within the Southern and Eastern African region. She says the Chief Justice of Zambia through the Judiciary of Zambia currently hosts the Secretariat of the SESCJF, a position of great significance. The Court of Appeal has ruled that Concola Copper Mines, KCM, must treat Copperbelt Energy Corporation, CEC, as a preferential creditor and pay the company accordingly, overturning parts of a lower court ruling that had denied the claim. The decision, handed down on October 5, 2025, is a turning point for CEC, which is owed over $29.6 million by KCM. In its judgment, the Court of Appeal found that the lower court, High Court, had mischaracterized CEC's claim, allowed defective class constitution, failed to properly disclose related party interests, wrongfully excluded CEC's vote, and did not scrutinize decisive related party debts. The appellate judges ruled that sanctioning the scheme as a mere formality rather than exercising protective discretion was an error undermining both fairness and statutory safeguards. A three-member bench compromising Justices Justin Chashi, Petronella Ngulube and Anesia Banda Bobo emphasized that classes of creditors must be determined by legal rights rather than claim size or commercial interest. The court also criticized the explanatory statement accompanying the scheme, which failed to disclose how related parties acting as both shareholders and creditors could benefit strategically, undermining fairness. The appeal arose from a winding-up petition filed by ZCCM Investment Holdings PLC on May 21, 2019, which led to the appointment of a provisional liquidator tasked with convening creditor meetings and proposing a scheme of arrangement. Still in local news, the non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council NGOCC has noted with great concern remarks attributed to the chairperson of the National Road Fund Agency NRFA, Noah Nkoma, calling for a hike in nomination fees for aspiring presidential candidates. Acting NGOCC Executive Director Florence Mende Lufunsa says Nghoma urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ to consider increasing the nomination fee for the position of president to 5 million kwacha. Ms. Lufunsa says the elections form an integral part of Zambia's constitutional democracy. They are a means through which eligible citizens from various backgrounds, regardless of status, participate in determining the country's development trajectory. She says inclusiveness forms a critical part of every electoral process as it promotes, among other things, the fulfillment of citizens' civil and political rights and also enhances the legitimacy of an election.
And also enhances the legitimacy of an election. Therefore, efforts must be made to ensure that elections at all levels foster a spirit of equality and affirmative action to promote more citizens, especially the marginalized groups such as women and persons with disabilities, to participate fairly, to employ exclusionary policies as suggested by Mr. Nghoma, is not only sad but retrogressive and aimed at disadvantaging those marginalized groups from participating as presidential candidates.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority ZPPA has suspended two companies, Chibox Holdings Limited and Calpitech Enterprises Limited, from participating in public procurement for various public procurement offences. ZPPA Public Relations Officer Inutu Mushambatwa says Chipbox Holdings Limited has been suspended from participating in public procurement for a period of 2 years for failing to fulfil contractual obligations and submitting an advance payment bond which was not genuine in a tender floated by the Provincial Agriculture Department in Luapula Province. Ms. Mushambatwa says an advance payment bond is a guarantee from a surety company or bank that protects the beneficiary if a supplier or contractor defaults after receiving an advance payment before goods or services are supplied. She says the suspension of Chibox Holdings Limited was in relation to a tender for the supply and delivery of 12 motorcycles to the Provincial Agriculture Department in Luapula Province. She says the investigation instituted by ZPPA established that Chibox Holdings Limited failed to supply and deliver the 12 motorcycles within the required 2 to 4 weeks period from the date of signing the local purchase order, despite receiving the full payment of 846,000 kwacha, valued added tax inclusive. The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, says adjustments to erase taxes on alcohol and tobacco introduced in 2025 created uncertainty. ZAM President Ashu Saga says the sudden and unpredictable changes discourage reinvestment and may fuel illicit trade, posing a severe threat to both public health and national revenue in 2026. He says the current removal duty regime itself is a primary driver of the problem, notably the ad valorem system for spirits and the inflation-linked hikes for tobacco create market distortion and uncertainty. The ZAM president therefore has recommended predictable, phased and industry-aligned reforms that will support both revenue mobilization and continued investment. He says the introduction of the minimum alternative tax MAT in 2025 based on turnover rather than profit poses challenges for capital-intensive industries with narrow margins.
So a lot, I think, is being done, but the problem is we may be in a situation where certain industries are being taxed out of, their production volumes will not grow if these taxes are too high. So let's see, I mean, we're hoping to have a discussion around this, hopefully to have some of the taxes that were introduced in strike at a high level, or at least managed in a very predictive manner.
Now, finally, in Our local stories, the Alliance Against Corruption has acknowledged and appreciates the efforts made by the current government to combat corruption. Alliance Executive Director Advocate Noor Chisebe has noted that those who previously held public office and abused their positions for personal gain are now facing justice. He says the number of individuals convicted and imprisoned for corruption-related offences serves as a testament